This week's parasha, Parashas Tazria Mitzvah. Parashas Tazria starts off. Dabra Bnei Yisrael Leimo Yishe Ki Tazria V'Yol Dezocher V'Tamash V'Asim Kenini Das Devois Atitma U'Vayoy Mashmini Yimor B'Tzara L'Osay. On the 8th day, there's a Bris Mila. The Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma in Parashas Tetzava says that where do we learn out Bris Mila from? So the Tanchuma says, we learn it out from Yitzchak. Obvious question is why is Yitzchak we know that the had his bris mila on the 8th day? It's true, it says in Torah. But over here, that's not a command that Kal Yisrael should have a bris mila on the 8th day. That's Yitzchak Rabin who had a bris mila on the 8th day. So why? So if they're going to have to find a place to learn out that a bris mila has to be on the 8th day, it would seem that you should learn it out from here. This is a command. This is that every person, every boy, you have to have a bris mila on the 8th day. Simple question. The Hadras Kodesh asks the question and answers it. He says, the Gemara Nida in Daf Lamed Aleph says, why is it that we wait until the 8th day? So he explains that after an Isha has a baby, Pasuk before told us here. Dara Bnei Yisrael Leimo Isha Kisa Zuya V'Yolda Zachar B'Tamar Shivas Yamim. She's Tomei for 7 days. After having a baby boy, she's Tomei for 7 days. And when there was no Dirabonans, and Isha was Tomei for 7 days, and the 8th day, she was no longer Tomei. She went to the mikvah, and she was Torah. Dirabonans, we wait longer, but the Rai said that's all you needed. So, Shimon says that the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want it to be that everyone would be happy by the Suda's Bris Mila. It would be a big Suda. And then they have a Bris Mila. And the parents are not so happy because she's still in the status of Tuma. So therefore, we waited until the 8th day when she can be Torah as well. And everyone can be happy. That's the big Simcha. That's what Reb Shimon says. So Hadrash Kodesh explains that it could be that if we would have, the reason why we learned that specifically from Yitzchak and not from here is because someone might have said, you know, it's very nice cheshbon, and well, what happens if nice you make the bris mila earlier? Are you right? So you think maybe yes? Okay, you're right. We want everyone to be happy, so we wait till the 8th day. But maybe you can do it earlier also. From Yitzchak Avinu, we learned that's not the case because there was no Tumas Leida. Before Matan Torah, the whole dinim of Tumas Leida did not apply. And therefore, Avram and Sarah were allowed to be together. Sarah was not in Tomei. And being that Sarah was not Tomei, why didn't they have the Bris Mila on day one? We see Yitzchak had the Bris Mila on day eight. It means that it doesn't matter. That's a reason, another reason perhaps, of why we wait till the 8th day. But the Torah said, you have to wait till the 8th day. And if you do it on the 1st day or the 7th day, now you have to bris mila. Mitzvah bris mila has to be on the 8th day. That's why the Medrash runs it after. The Naim Agadim says, he quotes two Zoras. One Zora says that bris mila, is like bringing a carbon to Hashem. When someone is Mal son, he's bringing a carbon to Hashem. There's another Zora that says that this bris mila, this carbon of the bris mila, is greater than any other carbon a person can bring to the Baruch Shalom. That's the chashivas of what a bris mila is. I'll go a little bit deeper into what bris mila is about. The Megala Muka says that the main time, the ikar mitzvah of bris mila, is on the morning, the first thing in the morning on the 8th day. Of course, you can do it after if the baby's not well, but there's supposed to be first thing in the morning. As cheshbon is 7 days, 7 whole days, times 24 hours in a day. Yeah, 7 times 24 is 168. You wait the 8th day, the night before is the 8th day, you have 12 hours. 168 plus 12 is 180. So the bris mila is supposed to be at hour 180. It means first thing in the morning, Jesus my demon, the mitzvah should be the first thing. And 180, he says, is a remez to Yitzchak Avinu, who lived 180 years, and he was the person to have a bris mila on Yom Shemini. That's why that's the ikar mitzvah is to do it And so that's why we don't wait until the afternoon. If that five, if that's not that the reason why dealing with this thing is really a much deeper you say. Ben Bachya says that Mila is not much like carbon, like we said before, but he takes a little bit further. He says that the Zrika, when it's by a carbon, when you do the Zrika of the Dam, it affects a kapara, causes a kapara. So too, when someone has a bris Mila, it also is like having, it's like a kapara. He says, when you sit down to the Suda of a bris Mila, he says, that's like eating the carbon. Same way after we have a kapara from a carbon, and then you sit down and you eat the carbon, he says, so too by bris Mila, the Suda of the bris Mila is mamash so harsh that it's mamash like eating after the carbon. Which is interesting thinking that way. It talks about people are very familiar with, they don't invite anybody for a bris. A lot of invite. You say, I'm being moidia you, I'm letting you know. So what's the reason for that? So the Gemara of Shachem, it's Taisus, it says that really the only problem is that if they're going to be Talmidei Chachamim there, and if they're going to be learning, you're going to have an opportunity to learn Torah. So if you don't go, it's a disrespect to that aspect of it. It's not the actual Suda. But we learn it after Bismillah. Machay would really apply to other Sudas as well. Chayr applied to Pidyon HaBen as well. Something that makes it Pidyon HaBen. Chayr, they shouldn't invite people either. Otherwise, they have to go. Otherwise, it's disrespectful. It's a pain on them if they don't go. But the Bris Mila uses the Bris Mila as a thing because the Tzuda, the Bris Mila in itself, has tremendous koiches. As Ben Bachi says, it's not much like eating from the carbon. Nowadays, we don't have carbonas, but we have the opportunity to kain, eat from the carbonas, and you go to Tzuda's Bris Mila. Kivega says in the Dharam, the Achlamid Beis, it says, if not for Bris Mila, if not for the message of Bris Mila, the Baruch Hashem would not have created the entire world. Quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kiveg explains, it's talking about two brisim, a Bris Mila and the Bris of the Torah, which means that the Baruch Hashem made a Bris, the covenant between Klal Yisrael and himself with the Torah. So Kiveg asks, it says, "Imloy brisi yemon v'loila." One second, bris is we do in the morning; we don't do it at night. So if we only do a bris by day, then why does it say brisi yemon v'loila? How can we talk about a bris meal? So Tesis Yontif answers that the pasuk means, you read the pasuk like this: "Imloy brisi yemon, imloy brisi." If there's not a bris meal is so important. Imloy brisi, then. There wouldn't be day, there wouldn't be night, there would be no Shemayim Ba'aretz that wouldn't have created anything. That's where you read the passage. That's what Tesh Yom Tov answers the question. Kivega says it's a little bit different. He quotes Ayla Safayim. Ayla Safayim is written by Klayokum. And he says is that the whole Yisrael of a Bris Mila is someone being Mal himself, someone getting a Bris Mila, is that's the Siba for the Mila of the Panemius, which means it's an that's the beginning of a person to open his, it's called the Arlas Halev. A person has a covering on his heart, and a person has to take off that covering. He has to connect himself to the Torah. By having a Bris Mila, that's the first step, and then the person has to work on himself. To have what's even much more important than the physical Bris Mila, is to go to the next step, is to get the Bris and the Panemius of the person's heart, that he should connect himself to the Bnei Shalom and to the Torah activation. Dushas Levi discusses the Taisis in Shabbos and the Kuf Lamed. David went to the Merchatz. He went to the bathhouse. He had no clothes on. He was very sad. He says he has no mitzvahs now. And then he realized Bris Mila, the mitzvah of Bris Mila, is always with him at all times. It says Sas Anoichel Masacha Kamaytze Shal Rav Sas Zumila. Taisis over there says in the pasuk VaYigdal Hayel VaYigomal. They're talking about Yitzchak Avinu that when he got older and VaYigomal he became. Different shatim of what age he was. Yas Avram Mishle Gadol, B'yom Yigamal Es Yitzchak B'nai. B'yom Yigamal Es Yitzchak. And Avram made a big suda, B'yom Yigamal Es Yitzchak. The day that Yitzchak was weaned, what does Yigamal mean? Taisa says, Yigamal. It's Hey, Gimel, Mem, Lamed. He says, take the Hey and the Gimel. It's 5 and 3 is 8. On the 8th day, Mol. That he got a bris mila, and some sefer guy explains. He says that it says that that every year Avram Avinu made a party, a Mishteh Gadol. He made a birthday party. But what was his birthday party? It wasn't on the day he was born. It was on the day of his Bris Milah. Because the day of Bris Milah, Mashal says that the Yom HaMilah, the day a person that has his Bris Milah, that's really the day of his birth. That's called Yom Huladis. That's really called the day he was born. And the Kedushin Shleili himself says he has a little bit of a different remez. He says, what does the Ois Hei represent? We know Avram, before he was considered Shleimus, he did not have the Hei. And when he got to that level of Avraham, he's going to be called Avraham. And he got the Hei. Hei represents complete Shleimus. That's what the Hei represents. It says that the Hei of Higomel is the completeness happened by Gimel. What's Gimel? The third of the others. Avraham Avinu had a Bris Milah, but he didn't have a Bris Milah on the eighth day. Yitzchak had a Bris Milah on the eighth day, but he wasn't the son of a person that had a Bris Milah on the eighth day. Yaakov, the third of the Avos, Yaakov is called the Bechir Shel Avos. He's considered the choice of the Avos. Yaakov was he was in its shleimus and its completion. Because he was a person, he was one of the Avos, wasn't a person, but he had a Bris Milah on the eighth day, and he was the son of a person that had a Bris Milah on the eighth day. The Kedushin Shleili is pointing out the tremendous, tremendous, tremendous point of the eighth day. It's not just, hey, you can do it earlier, you can't do it earlier. There's tremendous sadness in doing it the eighth day. Of course, if the baby's sick, the baby's sick. But there's taka tremendous sadness. So, the reason why we learn out, we can explain very simply now. Why is it that the Tanchuma says we learn it out from Yitzchak and not from over here? Because we see all these sadness of Yitzchak. The eighth day. Torah told you the eighth day. Don't make cheshbonis. Don't come up with your own ideas. Don't say, I'll make it earlier. I'll be using my dimmim mitzvahs. I'll make it on the first day. I'll make it on the seventh day. The Torah says that you have to do it on the eighth day. From V'yemi Shmini Malab Shalabas, I might have thought, maybe I can do it earlier. The Torah says, no. You learn that from Yitzchak. And then we see Yitzchak, who was the first person to have it. Yaakov Avinu had it. The Bechir Shel Avos, he was the eighth day. Ben eighth day. We see the importance of a Bris Milah, and more than that is really that, what does the Bris represent? It represents us connecting ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to have that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to have the Bris of the Torah HaKadosh. A little bit later in the parasha, talks about Saras. Pasuk says, Adam kiyeh v'or b'saray se'eseh sepechasay v'heres v'ayah v'or b'saray neged tzeras v'huvo el aron ha'koyen o el achad mibonav ha'koyen. It's possible bothered me for a very long time. V'huvo el aron ha'koyen, he's brought, he has tzeras, he's brought to the koyen o el achad mibonav ha'koyen, or to one of his children. Halachically, and after what happened when Aaron and his children died, he was able to be brought to any of the koyen. So why did the Pasuk have to tell us, V'huva l'arayin ha'koyin alachad mibonav ha'koyinim? Why didn't it just tell us, V'huva l'koyin, he brought to the koyin? Why did he have to tell us, we say a little further, we say, V'ro ha'koyin, this is V'ro ha'arayin ha'banav. Because they have to be brought to a koyin. So why did the Pasuk have to stress that it was brought to V'huva l'arayin ha'koyin alachad mibonav ha'koyinim? Secondly, the Pasuk begins with Adam kiyeh b'sarai. Well, if you look through most of the Torah, every time we're talking about a person, ish, call the person by the name, the word ish, a man. What is the difference between ish and Adam? And why over here does the Torah specifically use the word Adam? The Gemara in Erechin, that Tezayin says, the seven reasons a person gets saras. It comes from Lashon Hara, Hariga, Shivoshav, Gilarayis, Gzela, Gaivan, Kena. And the Gemara says is these are midas, these are poor midas that a person has to stay away from. A Yerushalayim has to stay away from these midas, otherwise he gets tzeras. What's the Yisait? What is tzeras? Tzeras, the Ramban, Pashtus, it's not a physical nega, it's not physical, but it's spiritual. The Ribbono Shel Olam in his infinite kindness gives someone tzeras. First he gives it not even directly to the person, it goes into to his house, his clothes, but what's the whole this tzeras? The Baruch Shalom wants us to do tshuva. If we did something wrong, He has tzaras. It's a lesson. It's for us to know, hey, one second. Something's going on here. Baruch Hashem is giving me a message. People say, you know, if only I knew what God wanted. You know, we have to try to figure it out. But, you know, if God sent me a letter every day, sent me a to-do list, like some people's wives do. Hey, here's a to-do list. You got to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would do it. I just don't know what God wants. Heard an unbelievable story once that there was a person who was very sick, had a very major operation schedule. It was a major operation. It was for Yenem Achla, but he had a major operation scheduled. And the person came to pick him up, and this person who was going for surgery was as calm as can be. Took him to the hospital. He says, how could you be so calm? You're going in for such a major surgery. Your life is on the line. And you're like as calm as can be, like, no problem. Well, what's up? He says, you know, every day I wake up in the morning, and I say, what does God want for me today? I'm not sure. Does he want me to learn? How much does he want me to learn? I have to work. I have to make a living. I have to eat. I have to help with my wife. I have to help with my kids. There are a lot of things I have to do. I don't know exactly what God wants me to do. Today I woke up in the morning and knew what God wanted me to do. He gave me this nachla. I have to go to the hospital and I have to have the surgery. Unbelievable person that I met. But that's true godliness. But the point is that how are you supposed to know, you know, what does the Baruch Hashem want from me? Tzaras, the Baruch Hashem is giving a person the unbelievable. Here you go, you're doing something wrong. The Pasuk tells us, Baruch Balan HaKein HaLacham Baruch HaKein. Teres Kayan says that it has to be the person himself, and the person he talks to and says by a person has in his house, he thinks he has tzaras, and he wants to go to the kohen. So the Torah's kohen says he has to go himself. The Baal HaBos, the owner of the house, has to go. He can't send the shliach, he can't send the children, he has to go. The Sifra explains, why does he have to go himself? Why can't he send someone else? Because the point in going to the kohen, the whole point in going to the kohen, is that he should sit down by the kohen, and the kohen should explain to him what he did wrong. You should know, do you speak lashon hara? Do you do things that you shouldn't do? And he should say, that's not the way a person has to act. And that's the point. The whole point of the tzaras is that he should go to the kohen, so the kohen should tell him, what are you doing wrong? So maybe that's the shem over here. Ruva alarena kohen alachan varav kohen. Aside from doing, when a person does shuvah, there's a few parts of doing tshuva. A person he does tshuva, he has charat al avar. He says is that I regret what I did. But more than that, you have to make a kabbalah al asid. How am I going to change? I regret what I did, and then I'm going to go into the same thing. You have to come with some sort of plan. Aaron HaKohen was an oyev shalom and roid of shalom. He ran after shalom. He loved shalom and he ran after shalom. He was an antithesis of Lashon Hara. What does Lashon Hara do? Lashon Hara, these things, they bring dissension. They bring not shalom. They bring the melchama. So what the Pasuk is telling you is stressing, Buhuva, but what does the Kohen represent? The Kohen represents Aaron HaKohen. That's Aaron HaKohen and his children. That's the point in going. The point in going is that I'm going to learn that I did something wrong, and that I should say, one second, I'm being brought to the kohen. What am I supposed to learn from that? Why not someone else? Because I have to be Oyer Shalom, Reider Shalom, and I have to change my ways. Adam could be one of two things. Adam can mean Adama, meaning coming from the ground. Or Adam can mean Adama le'elyin, Adama ke'en like the Baruch Hashem. On some level, every person has the opportunity. Adam, you should know, this person is an Adam over here. He's doing things that he shouldn't do. He's making himself part of the Adam. He's not being Adam himself to the Adam. Everyone's job, as we have to try to do, is to try to raise our level to become Adam al Elyon. That's our true purpose. It says in Shmuel, Perek Aleph, Book of Elkanah. Azal tells us Elkanah was a tzaddik. What does Nach tell us he did? You know what he did? It says he was oil the regal and he was mishtachel of Azaro. He was oil the regal and he's a tzaddik. Rashi tells us that every year when he was oil the regal, he went a different route. Now the question is, where do we see that he's a tzaddik? You go Eile Regel. Everyone has a chiyuv to be Eile Regel. It's a chiyuv. It's not. If I have someone that gets up and davens in the morning, he has a chiyuv to daven. He has a chiyuv to learn. You can say, is it tzaddik? You want to say, go to above and beyond. You want to call someone a tzaddik. He has to do this. Everyone has to be Eile Regel. It's a chiyuv. If you own a house, you have to be Eile Regel. So what is it, why is it, why, where do we see the tzaddik? So Rashi's answering that. Rashi's saying is that he was Eile Regel, but he was Eile Regel and he went a different route every time. What does that mean? That there's a concept of tzaras. What does tzaras do? We send him out of the machane. Why do we send him out of the machane? We want to keep him away from everybody else. Okay? There's such a tremendous story of who we hang around with and who we're near and what influences it can have on a person. Elkanah was Eile Regel every time he went a different place. You know why? On his way, he traveled for days. He would knock on the door, hi, I need a place to lodge. I don't think they had a Holiday Inn or whatever it is. Every time he would knock on the door and say, hi, I need a place to stay. They'd say, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to be Eile Regel. Oh, you're going to, you know, I haven't gone. I have chiyuv to go. You know what? Maybe I'm going to go. And as he went along the path, he kept on meeting people and he kept on getting them to go. And every year he went a different route because the people he went last year got them to go already. And now he got the people, other people to go. And it says that because of Elkanah, Klal Yisrael were again Eile Regel. Before Elkanah, it's basically for the most part, most of Klal Yisrael were not being Eile Regel. And he caused the Ali Eile Regel. He caused it by having a shaykh to people, talking to people. The flip side, it says in the Medrash by Ari Miklat, there are signs all over of where the Ari Miklat was. Everywhere you went, sign Ari Miklat that way. For the Eile Regel, there's no signs. Wouldn't you think he's that way around? For the Ari Miklat means a guy he killed by mistake, he killed and he did something wrong. That's why he goes to Ari Miklat. Someone who's an Ainus who did nothing wrong, he doesn't go to Ari Miklat. That means he should have been more careful. He did something wrong. He wasn't amazed, but he wasn't careful and he goes to Ari Miklat. He didn't value life enough, he didn't take care of things the way he should. So you would think that there should be signs for an Eile Regel. The guy who's, I'm going to be Eile Regel, there should be signs for me, there should be a map with everything that I shouldn't have to get lost to, you know, as opposed to the Ari Miklat guy. Let him get lost, what do we care? So that's the Yisrael. The Yisrael is that no. With our people that are Eile Regel, we want them to stop by other people, we want them to have Hashpah on people, to go talk to people, where am I going? And a man embarrassed to ask, I'm lost, where am I going? But maybe, you see, Elkanah, maybe that was the guy that was Elkanah. He wasn't embarrassed to ask and say, I'm lost, so how do I go? But the Yisrael is that everyone, where do I go, how do I go? Oh, he's going, you know. When you talk to people, we have to be careful of who our friends are and who we hang around with, because it has such an effect on us. The person is the Ari Mikla, we don't want to talk to anybody. Run to the Ari Mikla. Don't stop at go. Don't stop at people. Don't talk to people. We don't want to hear, oh, he's running to Ari Mikla. Oh, he becomes such a concept of, you know, oh, see, he killed someone, not so bad. He's going to Ari Mikla. We don't want such a thing. And that's the Yisrael of the Tziras. The Yisrael of the Tziras is that we put the person out, we put him outside. We say is, you can't be part of Klal Yisrael because you're going to have a bad influence on them. And the Yiki Yisrael is that we have to try to correct that. We bring him towards Aron HaKoyin. Aron HaKoyin, the Eir Shalom, the Reid Shalom, who looked to have a good ash for other people. Not only did he do for himself. It doesn't say Aaron sat in the tent the whole day and learned. He had an effect on other people. Aron HaKoyin, it says that all of Klal Yisrael died. All of Klal Yisrael mourned when he died because he created the Shalom Bayis and houses. People had problems in their houses. And he ran around because he wanted to have an effect on other people, and that's why we bring him here. We say you have to learn not only for yourself to do the right thing, but you have to learn how to have an effect on other people. So saying Lashon Hara, Gzela, all these things, everything, all of the seven things that it says in the Gemara, we have to stay away from these things, and we have to realize the antidote is not just being outside of the Chutz Machna. The answer is we have to change ourselves. We have to realize that not only do we have a schayvus that for ourselves to try to be better, we have to realize that we have to have Hashpah on other people as well. Good job.